I stopped assuming that it was easier for everyone else because that is a complete trap. Like, it is a complete trap, a complete waste of time, a complete waste of energy. And quite frankly, I see this so much. Like, I see people falling into this. Hell, I will even have people say it to me. Like, I'll be in my DMs talking to someone, they're telling me about their goals or telling me about the vision they have for their life, and they're like, yeah, you're so lucky that you started when you did, or you're so lucky that blah blah blah. And I just am not interested in that conversation because when we portray other people or when we think of other people as lucky, like the people quote unquote ahead of us as lucky, what we're doing is giving away our power. What we're doing is giving ourselves an out, and we're really just making excuses for why they can have something and we can't. Welcome to Make Bank with Marie Wold. I'm Marie, and for the last decade, I've been helping women set and hit unrealistic goals while building their definition of a rich life. This podcast is your ultimate destination for unfiltered discussions about personal development, entrepreneurship, wellness, confidence, wealth building, relationships, and so much more. We're creating our dream lives together, and I'm so glad you're here. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the pod. I am so glad that you're here for another solo episode. This one, like, I'm feeling a little spicy today. I've had a little half calf. If you know me, you know I'm so sensitive to caffeine. So if I even have like a half calf coffee, that's a big deal. Like, that sends me into orbit. So I've had some half calf. My husband lovingly made it for me, and it has a caramelized salted brown sugar simple syrup homemade in it. Like, that man knows how to spoil me, you know? So very excited to bring you this episode courtesy of caffeine and courtesy of really just like doing a lot of coaching calls lately where some common themes are coming up, having a lot of conversations in the DMs, and in turn, doing a lot of reflection. I've been doing a lot more journaling lately. My morning routine, by the way, has been on lock, and it's made such a difference in my mindset. Like, I know we all know this. I know we all know that mindset work is important and blah, blah, blah. But like, I've really been walking the walk in that way lately. And damn, you know, it's made all the difference in my days. It's made all the difference in my productivity. It's made all the difference in my energy and my mindset and the way I'm like showing up for my clients, my effectiveness and efficiency. Like, everything is smoother. And I said this in my stories the other day. I said, when you take your time and you are intentional, everything is smooth, and smooth is fast. So anyway, that's a ramble, and that's not even supposed to be part of this episode. But this episode, I want to zoom in on three specific beliefs and or mindset shifts. I haven't landed on which one it is, how exactly we're positioning the title, but like three specific shifts or mindset pieces that have supported my success, that have allowed me to get where I am today, which is like having a seven-figure business, owning my dream house, having worked with hundreds, if not thousands, of women all over the world. I'm sure we've passed well past 1,000 at this point. Building an audience of hundreds of thousands of people, like being where I am, quote unquote. And I say that with the utmost humility and like self-awareness of the fact that I'm still just getting started, and where I am is great, and I'm really proud of myself, and I've learned so much, and I have lots of lessons and like wisdom to pass back to you, but also the fact that like I have much to learn and I'm still getting started, and I'm just a baby. I'm 29, you know. I'm been in the game for over a decade, and I'm also just a baby. So I'm sure that future Marie, I hope that future Marie sees this episode and is like, oh, my sweet summer child, you have learned so much since then. We have evolved so far beyond that version of you. And that's growth, right? Like, I hope that I continue growing and have more lessons to pass on, and I'm sure I will. So anyway, without further ado, let's get into the three shifts that have supported my success all these years. And the first one is that I stopped assuming that it was easier for everyone else, because that is a complete trap. Like, it is a complete trap, a complete waste of time, a complete waste of energy. And quite frankly, I see this so much. Like, I see people falling into this. Hell, I will even have people say it to me. Like, I'll be in my DMs talking to someone, they're telling me about their goals or telling me about the vision they have for their life. And they're like, yeah, you're so lucky that you started when you did, or you're so lucky that blah, blah, blah. And I just am not interested in that conversation, because when we portray other people, or when we think of other people as lucky, like the people quote unquote ahead of us as lucky, what we're doing is giving away our power. What we're doing is giving ourselves an out, and we're really just making excuses for why they can have something and we can't, right? Because if we are chalking someone else's success, growth, fulfillment, happiness, health, what have you, to luck, then we are automatically making that something that is outside of our control, right? The whole point of luck is that it's just like, oh, stroke of luck. It is not something that we created. It's not something that we did. It's not something that is within our power. It's just they got lucky, right? And so when we are crediting other people's success or achievements or wealth or happiness or whatever to luck, we not only discredit their work and effort and intention and bravery, but we also discredit ourselves. We discredit our ability to create our reality. We give our power away, and we create this narrative that what they have is not something that is within my control to achieve. And that's just simply not true. Now, of course, privilege is real. Of course it is. And so I don't want you to confuse this conversation with like me dismissing the reality of privilege or the fact that I do have certain privileges that other people have not been afforded, whether it's being an American citizen, whether it's being white, whether it's being raised in like a relatively happy, stable family, and my parents are still married. Like, I have had plenty of privileges, and I've also had plenty of things in my life that some might say are unlucky, whether it is getting a one in a billion rare disease almost. There were only like 6 or 7 other cases diagnosed when I was diagnosed with it, or getting bullied or struggling with disordered eating, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, this isn't the struggle Olympics or anything like that. And I don't want to make light of other people's struggles, but in this day and age, you can almost certainly find an example of someone who came from similar circumstances to you and came up. Like, point blank, period. There is so much evidence of what's possible for you. And my point here is that if you are going to look at what other people are doing, and you're looking at what other people have accomplished and what they have created for themselves, it is so much more productive to look at everyone ahead of you as an example of what is possible, as evidence that your goals are something that you can reach, that even your most delusional dreams are something within reach. And like, I know that, for example, people give social media a really bad rap in a lot of ways, and that in a lot of ways is valid, because there are downfalls and there are cons. But one of the biggest pros of social media is, for the first time in history, we have unparalleled access to people that are doing things we would have previously perceived as impossible for us. We have like a front row seat for all of these different realities, all of these different things that are available to us within the human experience. And we get to like watch them in our phones. We get to access all of these pieces of evidence, all these humans who serve as pieces of evidence that a life beyond our wildest dreams is possible. And so I encourage you to really surround yourself, whether it's in a mastermind with a mentor or simply who you follow on social media, like your algorithm is curated by you, right? So surround yourself, flood yourself with evidence that more is possible for you and that it is a result of intention and effort and belief and action and bravery and all of those things versus luck. Because again, when you chalk someone else's good fortune, if you will, up to luck, you are giving your power away and you are deciding, you know what? That's not something that I can control. That is not something that is up to me. It is literally just a stroke of luck. It's something other. And I say this as someone who has also like fallen into this trap before, right? I've seen people and been like, oh my God, she's so lucky, or wow, it looks so easy for her. Right. And then I have had enough people say that to me about things that I've worked really freaking hard at to realize, like, oh, most of the things that we chalk up to luck or ease or natural talent are actually hard work and dedication and consistency and patience. And so, trust me when I say that so much is available to you if you stop giving the power to luck. And I've heard it all. I've heard it's too late for me. It's too saturated. You had it easier. You're so lucky. Like when it comes to business, and I would argue that it's easier to build an online business now than when I started. Because remember, if you know my story, you know I sold my first thing on the internet when I was 17. I started in 2012, and the following, like 6 months later in 2013, I started selling $7 healthy recipe ebooks. That was the sale price. The full price was $10. A few years later, I started online coaching at, I think it was 21, maybe 22. I'm 29 now. And back then, there were no examples of what was possible the way that there are now. There were no resources, no mentors, much less free resources teaching me how to do it. The word influencer didn't exist when I was coming up. And Instagram was a photo sharing app where you could share square pictures, slap on a Valencia filter, and put like hashtag afternoon snack. Like that was what Instagram was. No stories, no videos, no carousels, nothing. And everything was square. So can you imagine in this world where being an influencer didn't even exist yet? That word wasn't a thing. Can you imagine how scary and awkward it was to make content in public, to film my workouts, to tell my friends, my family, oh, by the way, I have this Instagram account with 10,000 followers and they're all strangers and I have no idea who they are. Like that was wild and terrifying. So just know, like there are struggles and silver linings in every success story. So like when people say that I'm lucky as an explanation for why they aren't all in, I immediately know that they are looking for a way to let themselves off the hook. Like for me, I can tell you, again, privileges aside, that it wasn't luck. It was all 12 plus hour work days in the early days of my business. It wasn't luck. It was side hustling while in full-time school, getting 2 degrees and managing another job. It wasn't luck. It was spending well over 10,000 hours practicing my craft. And I have over 7,000 or almost 7,000 Instagram posts to prove that. I have hundreds of YouTube videos to prove that. I have nearly daily Instagram stories to prove that. I have hundreds of emails and podcasts to prove that. It wasn't luck. It was investing multiple six figures. And I mean that, like I've added it up well over $200,000 into mentorship. It wasn't luck. It's always been taking risks and moving scared over and over and over again. So like, that's the bad news, unfortunately, to you, is that it's a lot of fucking work and sacrifice and grit to get here. It's a lot of work and sacrifice and grit. But the good news is it's in your control, right? All of the things I just listed are things that were within my control. It's in your control. It's not up to something as random as luck, where you're just like, oh, I hope it happens to me, right? And the good news of going all in on your business and yourself and your goals now is that you have so much more at your fingertips in terms of mentorship and support. Like when I was coming up and I was getting started, There were no tutorials on how to sell an ebook. I figured that shit out literally on my own. Like, I came up with a way to do it with no examples. When I started coaching, same thing. There were no mentors, there were no business coaches like there are now. And I had to figure it all out. The benefit of that is that I created from scratch and from my own creativity and innovation, like my own frameworks and my own ways of doing things. And turns out, like, they're still the same frameworks that work today. So that's pretty freaking sick. But, like, you have so much more at your fingertips in terms of mentorship, support, resources, platforms. Like, this whole industry has been built to support your goals. And you do have what it takes. Like, you do have the tools to make it happen. It's just a matter of if you'll show up for your dreams, like whether or not you will show up for your dreams and whether or not you will stick with them when shit gets hard. That's what it comes down to now. Because everything else is taken care of, everything else is available to you. So it's just a matter of if you'll show up for your dreams and stick with them when shit gets hard. That's quote unquote the secret. That's the secret. So that's the first shift. I feel like this episode can end now, but like that's the first shift is I stopped chalking other people's success up to luck. And that made all the difference because it allowed me to take my power back and put the outcome in my own hands. The second big shift that I made that changed everything for me is I stopped looking at investing in myself as risky. I started looking at investing in myself as the safest investment there could be because ultimately, the more I invest in myself, the more skills I have, the more support I have, the more self-trust I build, and the better results that I get. And even if, let's say, everything disappeared tomorrow, everything I built disappeared tomorrow, because I have consistently invested in myself to the tune of multiple six figures, because I've consistently poured back into myself for years and years, I have zero doubt that I could rebuild everything and do it honestly even better the next time. Like, I have no fear about whether or not I have my own back. And every skill that I've built, every lesson that I've learned, every fruit that I have been able to harvest as a result of investing in myself not only supports my business, but as you know, if you listen to this podcast, I'm a huge believer that like entrepreneurship is basically this giant personal development exercise. And I have become the person that can literally do anything. I have become the person through my investments and through my action and through my compounded consistency. I've become the person that can like figure anything out and can get wherever I need to go. And all of the like hard and soft skills that I've learned through all of this also are extremely transferable, right? The fact that I've built a seven-figure business annually and like made millions and millions of dollars over the years have helped thousands of women change their lives. I know that I could literally be an asset anywhere. So if you even like told me, Marie, you can't build a business again, like you have to go get a job, you have to go work for someone, I would be a hell of an asset. I've already been recruited by startups to be the CMO. I've already been hired as a consultant for companies. And time again, they're like very impressed that this entrepreneur, this Instagram girl, this social media person is actually a damn good businesswoman too. And that is all because of all the investments that I've made and all of the work that I've put in and the consistency that I've had. And so it's like, I know that no matter what, I'm solid. No matter what, I've got my own back. No matter what, I have all these super valuable skills and lessons and wisdom that I can run with in any direction. And so I have built my own safety net. Like, my business is honestly more safe than a job at this point. Like the fact that there are a lot of layoffs happening right now, the fact that, I mean, hell, my husband got laid off at the end of last year. I don't think I've really talked about this, but my husband's interviewing for jobs right now because he got laid off last year and his paycheck got taken from him at a moment's notice. Like they told him, At 10 a.m. and by 11 a.m., he was logged out of all of the company accounts and blah, blah, blah. Like, and he was gone, right? His job was gone in the span of an hour. That would never happen to me because I have invested my time and energy and money, all of my resources into building something that is safe and building something that is my safety net. And I write my own paycheck, so no one can take it away from me. So I think that's kind of like the bonus shift in this part of part two is like nothing is safer than investing in myself, and nothing is safer than building a sustainable business because of that. And it's, I think in the last few years, like that narrative has really started to get challenged. Like, oh, a 9 to 5, a corporate job is like so safe and so secure and like so predictable. Clearly not, because in the last few years, I'm still here, right? Like my husband with his safe job is the one that got laid off, and I'm still here and I'm paying the mortgage and I'm covering our bills by myself because my business is supporting us and my business is safe and it is the safety net. But I wouldn't have known how to get here as fast as I did and as confidently as I did if I hadn't invested in mentorship and learned how to do all of this from people who had built successful businesses before me. And the same thing goes for hiring team. The same thing goes for investing in therapy, even investing in the things that make my life easier and free up my time and energy, like housekeepers or our pool company or landscapers or dog groomers or whatever it is. Like, whenever I invest in myself, it comes back to me tenfold in so many ways. And the ROI is even well beyond just financially, it comes back to me in every form possible. And so that was really the biggest shift, was stopping this mindset that betting on myself is a risk. Betting on myself is the safest bet I can make. Investing in myself is the safest investment that I can make. And every dollar that I have put into my business has multiplied. Every dollar that I've put into myself has multiplied. And part of that is I have over time built the self-trust that I know when I put money into my business, when I put money into myself, I will show up, I will implement, I will do the work, et cetera, and make it worth it. But that doesn't mean that I've always done that. Like, I've had my fair share of investments where I bought a course and never opened it or whatever. Mostly that. I've never like gotten a mentor or joined a program and like ghosted them, right? But like mostly courses and things like that where I'm like, I did spend good money on that and never followed through, right? But over time, I was able to build that trust, and I have that trust now that if I do invest in myself, it's going to pay off. So that's the second big shift, is knowing that I am my own safest investment. And the third biggest shift, for lack of a more eloquent way of saying this, is this phrase has stuck with me for years and years, and I hold it very near and dear to my heart. But the fact that I have never seen a hater doing better than me. And I literally laugh when I say it because I think the first time I heard it, it was more like, I never seen a hater doing better than me. And I don't know if that was like in a song or a movie or a TV show, or I don't remember where I saw this for the first time, but like I have held that quote close to my heart for years now, and it has never once failed me because so many people have this fear of visibility. They have this fear of what will people think? What will people say? What if this? What if that? And they're so worried about how other people perceive them that they hold themselves small, they play safe, they don't take up space, they don't say what they mean, they water down their content. Let's say they water down their goals, they water down their vision, they water down their personality, and that just is a recipe for kind of flopping, to be honest, or at least just having mediocre results. Because when you're vanilla, when you're boring, when you're generic, when you are blah, you just add to the noise. You don't stand out. You don't attract your people because your people will be magnetized to you when you are yourself, right? That's the only way that can work. That's the only way you can call in your people is by being yourself. And when we're vanilla, when we're blah, when we're not ourselves fully, we just add to the noise and everything just kind of falls flat. Everything just kind of is blah. And so it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy in your defense mechanism of, oh, if I tone it down, if I play small, if I play it safe, I won't get hurt. Sure, yeah, you will maybe get judged less, but you also will not reach your potential, which is, I think, an even tougher pill to swallow of like, oh, I am the reason why I didn't reach my goals. I am my own biggest block. I am my own biggest, like, limitation is my inability to play big. My fear, my worry of what other people will think is my biggest limitation. I just refuse to let that be my story. And so a long time ago, I decided, number one, well, I memorized and like internalized the idea that I've never seen a hater doing better than me. That is still factually true to this day in my experience. And also that I would rather be successful and get everything I want and have haters, quote unquote, have people not support me, then play it safe, play down my magic, play down my goals to make other people happy. Like I would so much rather for like just to be completely blunt, I would rather be rich with haters than be poor and irrelevant. Literally that. I would rather be rich and have haters than be poor and irrelevant. But the fact of the matter is that even if you try to make everyone happy, you won't, right? Even if you try to be safe and please everyone and shapeshift yourself into everyone else's expectations and everyone else's preferences, you still won't make everyone happy. So you might as well do you. You might as well take up your space. You might as well pursue your own happiness and your own vision and your own goals and your own fulfillment and your own pleasure, because making you happy should be your number one priority. Of course, that doesn't mean like stepping on everyone on your way up, obviously, like that should go without saying, but prioritizing your happiness and your authenticity and your truth doesn't mean that like you have to hurt anyone doing so. And if other people are offended or triggered by that, that is their problem. That is their responsibility. That is not any of your business. But again, coming back to this belief, this shift of I've never seen a hater doing better than me, it is unequivocally true. The fact that, let's say, back in the day when I was like a fitness YouTuber, there were these like troll forums, right? Like legit forums. And I would have threads dedicated to me, like people saying that my body wasn't that good and my voice was annoying and I was ugly and that I was dumb and blah, 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 that I am repulsive, whatever. Like they would have all of these nasty, negative things to say. And I would not once opt to trade places with them. I would not once ask these people for advice. I would never once be able to put myself in their shoes, right? Because people that have their own vision, their own mission, their own goals, like people that are happy about their life and where they're going, just don't spend their time and energy that way. And not a single person that I look up to and that I see as an inspiration and as a leader engages in that behavior, right? And so it's not my responsibility if what I'm doing triggers someone else. It's not my responsibility if me playing full out and being fully myself is annoying or like whatever, like triggers someone or makes them unhappy. That's quite frankly none of my business. Like that's literally their problem. And so I've really had to internalize that and own that truth, because there was a time when I would overexplain myself. There was a time where I would hear these hate comments on a loop in the back of my head as I was getting ready to like film a video or make a piece of content. There was a time where I would seek out these like comments and these types of people to see what they had to say about me. And it just d didn't matter. It didn't matter if I tried to pre-explain, preface things. It didn't matter because there would always be something. And the people that are committed to misunderstanding you are gonna find a way to misunderstand you no matter what. So I made a rule for myself. This could be a bonus shift. I made a rule for myself that I do not explain myself to people who are committed to misunderstanding me. I made a rule for myself that I will not explain myself to people who are committed to misunderstanding me. And I repeated that on purpose because I wanted you to like digest it again. If someone is committed to misunderstanding you, let them. There's nothing you can say to change their mind. There's nothing you can say to get them, quote unquote, on your team. There just isn't. And so you need to do you. You need to do your thing. You need to take up space. And I understand the fear of visibility. I do, because I have seen all of the things you're afraid of. I've lived all of the things that you're afraid of when it comes to the fear of visibility and the fear of being seen and the fear of being judged. I have lived all of it. And I promise you, A, you're gonna be okay. Like it does suck when it happens, especially the first couple times, but I think like exposure therapy is probably real here, and also becoming more solid in yourself goes a long way. But I promise you, I have seen it. I have faced all the things you're afraid of. I have slayed all of the dragons that you are worried about facing, and it's worth it, right? I would still choose the path that I've been on. I would still choose visibility. I would still choose changing thousands of lives. I would still choose having a seven-figure business if I had to go through it all again, right? It's so worth it, and you'll be okay. Like that is really the truth of the matter, is you'll be okay. It might be hard. It might be uncomfortable. You might have to face some things, and you will ultimately get so much more solid within yourself. You'll ultimately come out on the other side stronger because of it. Of course, it's so much easier and smoother and faster to get there if you have guidance from someone who has been through it. I wish I did when all of that was happening to me. Like, I didn't have anyone to talk to or anyone who had had a similar experience, because again, I was like early, I was like ahead of the curve. But now that does exist, because our generation is the first generation that's really like facing this at scale, right? So lean on the people that have been through it and look to those people as examples of what's possible. And again, I've seen it all, I've faced it all, and I'm still freaking here. Like, I'm still here. And it's so worth it, and it's going to be worth it for you too. So that is to wrap up the third shift, the third belief that I have adopted that has supported my success. So again, the first one was that I don't outsource my power to luck. The second one is that I am my own best investment. And the third one is that I've never seen a hater doing better than me. That's really what it comes down to. And I'm so glad I was able to share these. I'm so glad that I'm able to pass this hard-earned wisdom back to you and be an example of what's possible when you trust yourself, when you keep making moves, when you stay in the game. I put on my Instagram story today, I said, getting everything you want is really like a giant game of chicken with the universe sometimes. And it all comes down to whether or not you're brave enough to hang in there and keep making moves. And it's so true. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for allowing me to be an expander for you. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day. If you are looking for mentorship and someone who has walked the walk, someone who has been where you want to go, if you want me to be all up in your business, literally, if you want to shake your ass on a yacht with me in Cabo in a couple months, send me a DM on Instagram, because I am accepting a few new members into my Empire Mastermind, where we can work closely together to scale and step into your CEO power and really embody all of the things that are on your vision board. So send me a DM on Instagram and ask me about Empire Mastermind. I would love to have you. I'd love to map out your goals and see how we can reach them together. And I would love to literally be all up in your business. So I'll keep an eye out for you. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, keep making bank.